USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you, if you can't socially distance, then it's going to be required.
Many other states in the South are seeing spikes. President Trump is not happy with the CDC guidelines for schools reopening. He calls the CDC guidelines too tough, too expensive, and too impractical.
He doesn't want these guidelines to be a reason for schools to not reopen.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany cites one in particular.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools.
The administration says the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the religious rights of employers, allowing the Trump administration to let them opt out of providing no-cost birth control coverage. The rule change could cause nearly 130,000 women to lose birth control coverage. Melissa Reed is with Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania.
No one should be at the mercy of their employer in order to receive essential health care. As such, we will continue to do everything we can to provide care for our patients no matter what.
Studies show that the HPV vaccine can prevent certain cancers. Now, the American Cancer Society is recommending it be administered at earlier ages than previously offered. Tom Hansen has more.
While the HPV vaccine is routinely recommended at age 11 or 12, it can be given as early as age 9. Now the American Cancer Society is encouraging healthcare providers to start offering the cancer-preventing vaccine sooner.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police reform bills are still in the works in Congress. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an internal optimist, so I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
Another Supreme Court ruling has gone the way the administration had hoped it would. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control under their health care coverage. A 7-2 ruling says publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing that coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from that requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage that had been provided through Obamacare. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.